From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry. If something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through GEICO, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Hello, toasters. Gather round. Who wants to have a nose through Angela Scanlon's online shopping history? You do. You've come to the right place.
I asked my granny to buy me a dip dab and she told me to f*** off. Let's go to the zoo, gang. You got to wear those to protect the old balls. It's ceremonial grade heart opening cacao. What a sexy moment. Earplugs, eye mask, toe separators. We getting down tonight. Wheat belly. Why not? There was a bit of bloating, I would say. You can hear me trying to hold the felt down. I'm so sorry. I don't know whether it's the butterscotch.
Sourdough and butterscotch. This is what we call a crouch end burp.
Right there. Off we go then. Welcome back to another episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. But don't pass talking to these funny people. He's asking what they're buying and they're telling stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Toaster for my love.
It's Angela Scanlon on My Mate Bought a Toaster. Angela, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's an honour and a pleasure. I'm in your Amazon account, Angela.
Yes.
Is that
finally,
weird?
Finally, somebody could get into it.
Yeah.
It is quite weird, you know. Mm. And also, I was trying last night to remember. I mean, I didn't bother scrolling back that far because I know you work the filters and you can shimmy back that way. I've tried to like go back over the pages. There's a lot of toilet roll is all right. I will say off the bat.
But everybody poos. Everybody needs toilet roll.
Do you know what?
Roll.
And that seems to be my gig.
Yeah.
Not specifically but like the ordering of. I mean, that's one of my
Should we just hit that straight off? Should we start as the first topic? We'll just dig into poo and then we'll just see what happens.
I have two small children, okay?
Exactly.
But I can't remember when I first entered the Amazon arena, but I feel like you might be able to tell me.
I can tell you.
Tell me.
Ding, ding, 2009.
She's an early adopter, bitches. I knew it. Because I was like, ooh, 2011. Somebody said, oh no, I'd say you wouldn't have been doing that until 2012. And I was like, honestly, I've had an Instagram account for 17 years.
Oh my God, really? Were you the first one in there?
I was literally the first one.
This is good. It's like photos and you share them. It's like Facebook, but better.
Totally. But also I have this toxic trait of adopting things early and then when everybody gets on board, leaning out and then eventually leaning back in again. I have a moment where I'm like, no, I'm different.
Mm-hmm. I've accidentally entered the mainstream. Yeah.
And then I back away and then I go, oh, no, that's where I want to be all along.
And then there's attention and money in the mainstream.
Get back on.
Well, look, we're going to start with some books. I mean, maybe this is Christmas shopping. I don't know. 5th of December, 2009, Angela Scanlon.
That sounds quite organized for me, I would say, on the 5th of December.
Well, look, it's very early. You've bought The Hot Book of Chilies. You've bought Eggs by Michael Rue. Shoestring Chic, Extraordinary Style for Less. This is a country living book. My God.
Country living.
Very prematurely. Sort of middle-aged and cool there,
wow.
Right?
Wow, I do still have that egg book. Is it Michelle Rue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's all the many things you can do with eggs. The egg is the simplest and most complete food.
Perfect
for singles and couples for a cozy evening in.
Sorry, and what did I say? Eggs are having a moment. Early adopter, 2009. I was banging that drum. Do you know what I mean? Now everybody's going around with lunchboxes of feckin' eggs. Like it's the only food on earth.
Do people bring eggs into work and they're peeling off the shell and just eating them?
Most of them have actually pre-peeled. I used to do a show with Russell Kane.
Mm.
Who obviously is aging backwards. He's like fucking Benjamin Button, right?
Disgusting. I hate him.
He eats only protein. Like he's been doing that keto thing for a very, very long time.
Last pooed in 2013.
You can tell. I mean, he shits out his mouth a lot.
Great content, though.
Unbelievable.
Hi, Russell. If you'd like to come on the show.
Oh, no, I love Russell. I actually think he's such a...
He's a genius.
He's a genius. Mm. The way his brain works is honestly magic. I have so much love for that chap.
Yes, yeah. But he stinks because he has too
much
protein.
He absolutely stinks because he opens his lunchbox and let's just say you want to step away.
I'm quite egg phobic. I like... because there's a smell, there's a sulfury smell that I associate with eggs, an eggy smell.
See, I don't believe that actual fresh eggs cooked smell of anything.
See, that's the thing. See, I've had too many shonky eggs in my past. We're talking institutions. We're talking school.
Different university.
Do you know what I mean? No, eggs, not fish. And it just, it's put me off them for life.
Oh, no, you need to lean back in. You've had that moment of retreating. Yeah. Now it's time to embrace again.
Okay, back into eggs.
Back into eggs.
So you were into eggs at a very early age.
Very early. That was actually a gift for somebody. That was a gift. The chili one, I don't know how that lasted, but it looked cute on a shelf, I imagine.
This is a great range of gifts that you've got here. You've got the exotic meat cookbook from antelope to zebra.
Oh, do you know what's happening here?
Come on.
When did I meet my husband? I would say in or around this time.
Are you wooing him?
Wooing him with cookery books.
It's a sort of manifesto for some sort of partner slash wife situation. I'm going to do eggs, I'm going to eat zebra, and I'm going to we're going to get an Argo like Country Living.
No, I brought all of those books to his family, I feel. I feel like chili might have gone to Edward. The eggs one I gave to him because when I first met him, I don't know, it really turned me on clearly. He said to me, I'm going to make some scrambled eggs. And I was like, cool, like fill your boots. And then I think he might have left the room, the building, I was going to say. And I was like taking care of business on the hob.
Right.
And then he came back and I will never forget. It was one of those moments where I thought, oh, wow, I think this might be the end of us. The look of horror on his face when he saw that I had turned the hob up. Okay.
Oh.
And he was like, What are you doing? And I said, because apparently it's really not chic to cook things quickly, okay? So I was like, what do you mean? And these are the words that came out of his mouth. And honestly, it was hard to recover from this. He said, heat is the egg's enemy.
Wow.
And I was like, wow.
How have you remembered this from 16 years?
Because I have rinsed him so many times. Also, like, it was in the early days. Like, talk about trying to woo someone. Heat is the egg's enemy. I was like, babe, that is the most repulsive thing anyone has ever said to me.
Everything's shriveled up. I'm leaving you.
Everything's shriveled, babe. But the eggs were fantastic, so I went back for more.
I love the fact that you're buying this sort of package of books because you're spending time at Christmas with the future potential in-laws.
With the in-laws, and they all like food, and Edward particularly likes a little, you know, he likes to get a bit.
Who's Edward? Is his father-in-law?
His brother.
Oh, his brother. Right.
I feel like the Country Living one, I'm not quite sure, might have been his aunt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, Maura would not be into the Country Living thing.
I'm getting like this, like you're going to Downton for the first time. Like this I'm most impressed the Baroness, she'll be there. Well, and, you know.
I'm going to call her the Baroness. Dude. From now on. I don't know. Maybe I was like, what do you bring people at Christmas time? And they're like a big old foodie family. So it felt like they were handpicked. Mm. I mean, I literally pulled that out of my arse. I don't know who I was buying these for.
Welcome to Amazon.
Thank you.
I think you've done very, very well. And what sort of Angela Scanlon do we meet when you're going into this situation for the first time? Are you nervous? Are you chatting to everyone? Are you sitting back and sort of absorbing it?
I think I get... I actually am quite shy. I resent that look, okay? I do resent that.
It's a podcast that just reads as a pause. Check us out on YouTube. You can see the look.
I resent that look because I think that I am an introverted extrovert or an extroverted introvert. I can never quite tell which way is which.
An extroverted introvert.
Like I present as ba-doom-tch.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But like, you know.
Yeah.
But I really am just wondering when I can go to bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So either I'm out, when I'm out and I do commit, like last night I went out.
She goes straight to the coffee.
And I had butter washed scotch. I've never in my life tasted.
What does that mean? Just.
Well, let me break it down for you. So they basically burn butter. I was like, tell me, heat. Is butter's enemy. Did you not know? I have a great book for you, chef. So Anna Haw, who's an amazing chef, she's due to be the next, what do you call them? Judge?
Yeah, Master Chef.
Boss woman on Master Chef.
Sure.
With Grace Dent. And so she has an amazing restaurant called Myrtle. Anyway, we did a whole thing with the Kerrygold butter, which is like, I'm sure if Kerrygold sold on Amazon, it would be in my top purchases, right?
This is Irish butter, right?
This is the only butter.
Yeah.
And anyway, That and toilet roll up there. They're my things. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Good, good. The main topics are done and we're done here. Thanks, everyone. That's Angela Scanlon. Great.
But anyway, this guy, burnt butter. So you put butter into the pan and then you wait for it. So you put it on high heat, because I did ask, you see, I've learned. I was like, are we talking low heat? And he said, no, the opposite. High heat. But then once it starts to bubble, take it off. So it's residual heat cooking the butter. Mm. And it gets all like caramelly.
Oh my God. And they smell amazing.
Unbelievable.
This is the problem. I can't wait. If I am doing this situation.
You're drinking it.
I'm drinking it.
Straight from the pan.
I'm injecting it. Whatever it takes. It's so. I'm so impatient.
I hear you. I often find that when I'm cooking for people, I'm like, by the time I sit down, I've already been horsing into it for the 2 hours I've been cooking.
And the side salad of crisps as well.
Honestly.
That's a side salad. So hang on. So we've got the butter.
So the butter. Then the butter goes into the scotch.
Yeah.
It infuses.
Butter into the scotch.
I know, doesn't sound great, but then
it's a very posh Baileys. That's what I'm getting at. No,
well, you would imagine curdling. No, I was like, how has this not? Because I like bone broth, and you need there's a solidifying of the like fatty layer. I know, delicious. Mm. It coagulates, and then you shave it off the top.
Sexy words, aren't they? Coagulate, shave, and bone broth.
Moist, also throw it in there. So you want to infuse the scotch with this buttery stuff, and then it sits there for a while, and then they take the like fatty bit off the top, and then they strain it a number of times. Honestly, it's like a Werther's original.
No
drink.
Way.
Yeah, like the first.
Is it available as a product you can buy?
No.
Oh, so
sorry.
Just,
but you could make it at home. I've literally given you the recipe.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds simple. You know what I mean? You just got to get your coagulating. You've got to skim it. You've got to shave it. Bone broth vibes. It sounds amazing. So what's it called?
Butter infused scotch.
Okay.
Honestly, give me a book for that puppy.
Mm.
Delightful.
I bought some books I never read. I bought a stuffed toy without a head. And some junk I'm much too bashful to explain. It's just that Amazon's too easy. Check your history, you'll be queasy. But my mate bought a toaster, and I swear he shares your pain.
2010, 2011, no purchases.
Nothing.
I am live scrolling here.
She was in her frugal era.
Nice. Okay.
Broke to the ropes.
Well, presumably at this point, because ostensibly this show, we are trying to tell your life story. So at this stage, are you in the UK now? Have you moved to London yet? Are you still in Ireland?
What year is it now?
In 12.
No, I'm still in Ireland. Okay. I'm still in Ireland. I'm double jobbing. I'm potentially pretending I live in England.
Okay.
For work. Right. So I'm like in Ireland, foraging away, doing my job. And then I fly over under the pretense that I am here and committed to this country.
Yeah. Yeah. And saying things like, sure, I live in Crouch End.
Yeah. Which I eventually did.
Oh, there you go.
I'm so predictable. Yeah. I would say I'm between worlds.
I see. Okay, yeah, fine.
Which
all right.
sounds much more romantic and exciting than it actually was. I fell asleep literally everywhere I went.
Yes. Are you a constant sleeper?
I'm an awful sleeper, but I was honestly so burnt out that I would literally, was like borderline narcolepsy.
Yeah. I think any.
Is narcolepsy the right word?
Sure.
I just had like a very quick flash of a dog humping a leg and thinking, is that, is narcolepsy?
That's a dog humping a leg is a good solution for narcolepsy.
Great. You good can to really, know.
I could fall asleep at any given moment.
Bastard.
No, I think it's a superpower.
It is a superpower.
I could literally lie down over there. You could narrate this and I'll be asleep within a minute.
Oh my, hand it over.
It's my wife because she hates it. Because she will obviously stay up for hours staring at her phone.
Okay.
And I will be breathing.
You're breathing.
And that makes her want to kill me.
Well, I now wear earplugs in bed.
Do you?
I do every single night. I didn't wear them last night. I had an awful sleep. And then our 3-year-old came in and sat up on top of me. And she literally is the type of sleeper. She doesn't come in and just like star jump or like throw her legs on top of you. She wants to be literally like glued to me.
Yeah.
And then she'll somehow scrounge her way over to the other side of the bed and then feel a hairy chest and go, Mom! And
what's
then
happened?
Reverse back to me. I'm like, I'm over here. I haven't gone anywhere.
It's such a... it's lovely and wonderful.
Gift,
and brilliant, but dismal.
Honestly.
When, especially in high summer, when they do that. So our eldest will come in and sleep with us. Not anymore, because he's old and sad and he hates us.
Oh.
But he would come in and he's made mostly of elbows. Literally.
Yeah.
Some of the most exquisite pain in my life is waking up having been hit hard in places in sleep.
Yeah, because it's the shock factor as well. It's the smallness and the pointedness of the bones and also just the fact that you were dreaming a second ago and now you're being attacked.
All my defenses were down.
Yeah.
Which rarely happens. So, all right. So in 2012 then, you're flying between the two. You're not quite London. You're still Ireland. Sister Sister, first season of Sister Sister. You bought this.
I bought this.
Yeah, 3rd of August.
I mean, I love Sister Sister.
I don't even know what
day.
It is and I can't see what
Sister,
it is. Sister
Sister. Okay. Never knew how much I missed her. Right. Tia and Tamara, no? 555?
Yeah, you just... I think you're making this all up. I think there's a lot of people looking at other people.
Give me a visual.
There's nothing. It just says Sister Sister. Angela Scanlon's made this up.
How funny.
Hang on, let me look at it on another thing.
Clicky click.
Sister Sister.
All I see is those giant buckets of Epsom salts coming for me later down the track. Mm-mm-mm. There's been a clear shift.
Love a salt bath. Oh, look, Sister Sister. It does exist.
Thank you.
Tia and Tamara. Are twins separated at birth who learn of each other's existence as teenagers and reunite.
Yeah. Epic. I used to watch it with my actual sister sisters.
Uh-huh.
Three of them. We weren't twins.
Family of four?
Four girls. Yeah, I know. Four spicy. Girls.
And four where girls. Are you in the lineup?
Second from the top. Uh-huh. 18 months, then me, then 3.5 years between me and the next in line, then 10.5 months between the second two, last two. One of them's her birthday today. She's 40.
Oh, my word. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Siobhan. We love you.
Other sister, other sibling. Yeah. Are any of them turns? Are they show offs? Are you the main show off?
Turns is such a funny term.
I love it.
I only heard it's a very radio turn.
Are you a term? Doing a turn?
Oh, that's my turn. I was like, excuse me. They're not. No.
So you're the weirdo in the four.
I'm the weird. Well, okay. I mean, there's a few of us who could go toe to toe on that term, but right. I am the attention seeker, I would say.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Sister Sister, that's from 2012. Okay, then we'll just carry
really
on.
Weird that I was watching that in 2012. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, and the only thing you bought in 2012.
In 2012. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Oh, look, here we go. Where 2014.
Are we? Go on.
Suddenly.
So did I have a big break in 2013?
Yeah, nothing.
Breakdown more like, go on.
Right. So then you're getting yourself back on the rails. You bought yourself Man Repeller, Seeking Love, Finding Overalls.
Shut up. So here's the truth about that. I was writing a book on style.
I see.
I was obviously just looking to plagiarize some people.
Okay, fine. So
it was Leandra Cohen.
There you go.
Yeah, love her.
Yeah, absolutely. Icon. Yeah.
Went on to, she had a site called Man Repeller and she was a stylist, a very different upbringing and life to me. Upper East Side kind of gal in New York.
Right. Okay.
Used to go to Cannes with her granny and wear a fur coat, you know, this kind of thing. I asked my granny to buy me a fur coat. I was like, babes.
Wow.
I asked my granny to buy me a dip dab and she told me to fuck off.
Oh, so much, you know, in common. The common
honestly,
ground.
Honestly, worlds apart, but a great hair.
How your granny treats you, it's a good eye in. That unlocks a lot, right?
Yeah, well, so two grannies, as is, you know, relatively standard.
Yeah.
And one, so my dad is one of 14 children. So, you know, so by the time the grandkids...
Do they do a family reunion? I mean, how many cousins have you got?
Weirdly or not, actually, the cousin count is lower than you would expect for that level of...
It's in the 40s and 50s rather than the hundreds.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. No, I genuinely think they... So we, as a family of four, are the biggest family.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
And then there were twos a lot. Chose not to have children because I think particularly some of the women would have spent their childhood essentially mothering the younger kids. So I think by the time they got around, they were like, do you know what? I've done my stint.
I've done my child rearing.
I'm fine.
I'm going to enjoy life.
Yeah. So that was my granny on one side, lived to be 93, like an epic kind of warrior type woman, but, you know, always in pearls.
Oh, wow.
Diabetic, but like we literally buried her with buns.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, liked to break the rules. And why not? Yeah. And then my other granny who passed away when I was, I would say, 7-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And weirdly, it's only been in the last couple of years that I fully understood her significance actually in my life.
Oh, come on.
And how much how close I felt to her.
Mm.
So I remember when she passed away and it was sudden. She had a heart attack and I acutely remember being picked up by our neighbour and going to like the little local shop to get a cardigan, I was like, this does not, this is not your average Wednesday, guys. Yes. We don't. Yeah. So I was like, okay. And then I remember going, tell me, something's up, talk to me, what's happening?
But did the adults tell you? Because this is the thing, I had this similar when I was a kid. My grandmother died when I was 6 years old. Right. And they don't, they didn't communicate.
Okay.
Adults didn't, it was like a adult secret stuff.
Oh,
shit secret.
And you were
Stead?
Never.
so dark, this is a very dark tangent here. This is
tell
your story.
Me.
I found my grandmother's dead body, right, when I was 6 years old. Awful. And so we all went upstairs, the doctor came and she was dead. And then no one really sort of told us what happened. It's just mad. And yet I think about how I'd be with my kids now.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch. That's my mum and me's relationship. We don't talk about that. But it's just totally different.
Yeah. But I think it's a very much a cultural thing because I'm quite fascinated with it because after she died, so like multiple things happened. I suppose it was the first time as a kid that I was like, oh, people you love disappear.
Stop.
You know? And then I just remember my mom. I remember realizing that my mom was a human.
Yes.
You know, she was crying and she was distraught. And I was like, oh, fuck, if she's upset, what happened? What?
Yeah.
You know, and so it was a very, so I think I then weirdly went into turn mode. I went into kind of lighten.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you haven't really stepped out of it since.
It's been a long old shift, babe. Yeah, but
no, I get that. I totally get that.
And it's only now looking back, and I remember she was laid out, which is very much the Irish way. And we would, like, we were around the body, and I remember, like, my sisters and I remember, like, the smell of oil of violet at the time, this, like, powdery kind of cream that I always associated with her. And her, anyway, sorry, this is, like, going dark, but I just, in more recent years, have recognize that she was this like wonderfully kind of safe place for me. And when she would come up, because she didn't live close to us, she lived in Galway on the other side of the country. And so she would come up on the train and stay with us for like a week, couple of weeks at a time. And then we'd go down to her house during the summers, which always felt like very free, right?
Yeah.
But when she was in our house, I would like wake up early and sneak into her bedroom and she would have her teeth out. She'd kill me. Sorry, babe. She'd have her teeth out and she always like, we used to laugh so much together. And I remember my mom saying, she was like, I can't wait like to hang out with her when she's older.
Yeah.
And we never quite got there. But I think she really, in a quite busy, chaotic house, she really saw me, I suppose, and I didn't realize how deeply like valuable that was until much later.
I cannot. It's so weird that I have exactly the same thing with my grandmother when she did the one I've just described, and it was only very recently in therapy that I really started to go, holy shit. And I think I wonder if that's a common thread. People who lose grandparents at 6 or 7, you bury it and you just kind of go, oh well, you know, that happened when I was very young and life sort of carried on and da-da-da-da. And you don't realize how formative and how she saw me. I mean, it's identical. That's so interesting. Fine, okay, therapy section done. Everyone enjoy that?
Great. Woo! Oh, we haven't even hit the self-help section, babe. So I feel like there were a few years of where I went quite deep.
Good. I mean, are you talking about Wheat Belly? 29th of July, 2014.
Wheat Belly.
Wheat.
Well,
there were
a few years where there were like, you know, chosen allergies, different sort
a fad
of
allergy or an actual legit allergy.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Placebo. What's real? What isn't? Yeah. You know what I mean? Wheat Belly. Why not? There was a bit of bloating, I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't remember it making massive
people
impact.
Get gassy, and I just sometimes think it's because of stress and lifestyle.
100%.
But I'm, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's because of the bread, although I did have chocolate sourdough this morning. But sourdough apparently has different things. You can hear me trying to hold the belch down. I'm so sorry. I don't know whether it's the butterscotch.
This is going to be one of the most delicious belches.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
Sourdough.
Chocolate sourdough.
Sourdough and butterscotch. This is what we call a crouch end burp. Right there. Well, while you digest part one, we'll have a quick ad break and then back with more Angela Scanlon on My Mate Bought a Toaster. Just a tip.
My Mate Bought a Toaster. Pod is the best in town. Chill out, mate, just simmer down. We don't judge you for what you bought. It's just a lesson to be taught. Now time to tell your stories. Here, please. Who's ashamed? Who's telling porkies? Doesn't matter what you say. On Toaster Pod, we're here to stay.
All right, so 2016 now. Hello, are we here now?
We are here now.
London town now.
We're in Hackney.
Oh, Hackney Spa. Yeah. Now, are you, is this Robot Wars era?
This would be Robot Wars era. What, yes.
Tell us about getting the Robot Wars gig. Amazing.
Well, I actually, it's so funny because when you said 2016, I'm like, I'm sitting down, I am curling my hair in front of a freestanding mirror that I still have in like a little studio flat that we rented on the Kingsland Road. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I remember getting the call and being like, so they want you to do Robot Wars. And I was like, what's Robot Wars?
Who's Dara O'Brien?
What's Robot? I knew Dara, but I did not know the show. And they were like, okay, I'll tell you what, why don't you go and get your laptop out and like Google Robot Wars and look. And they were like, Craig Charles. I was like, and they were like, hey, you're doing the goddamn job.
Yeah, you are doing
But like, come back to me.
This is on BBC Two, was it?
This is BBC Two, but it was like Sunday night. It was a big old entertainment gig, which is exactly what I wanted. I'd had been filling in, doing the one show. So I'd kind of done a bit of live stuff. Entertainment was absolutely where I wanted to go.
So you'd done the one show by this stage?
I'd done the one show by this stage. Yeah.
That's when I first saw you. Yeah. So good.
Oh, I loved it. I just love live telly. I love live telly.
Yeah, of course.
But like, Robot Wars was a big gig. And I had never done anything of that scale. And Dara O'Brien was this man mountain in every aspect of that word.
Size 13 feet.
Honestly.
That's all you need to say about Dara.
Exactly.
Huge human being.
Huge.
What a comic.
But also huge presence. And I had seen him like as a punter. I had gone to his gigs before. I was acutely aware of he had done the panel. He'd been on telly since he was a kid in Ireland. And I'd followed his career. And, you know, one of the Irish people who had broken, you know, the UK. So I very much looked up to him. And to then land there, like I really felt like, I'm going to be found out massively.
So how does Scanlon deal with the nerves? What's a Scanlon nerves process?
Well, wheat belly really helped. do you know what? I remember being up in Scotland and I'm now really starting to realise that I might have bitten off more than I could chew. And I was like, oh, I talk a really good game. Can I actually like walk the walk? And, you know, I was practising auto-cue in my like living room on a laptop.
Really? Do you, also,
because I had not done a huge amount of auto cue.
So you'd done live telly without auto cue?
Sorry, no. I had done, so the VTs on the one show are not live.
Mm. Of course, yeah. Fine.
But at that time, I was like, oh, I need to be able to like properly read auto cue.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew on a cellular level I could.
Reading out loud, Angela.
It's reading
words out loud.
But some people can't do it, babe. You know they can't. You can literally see their eyes darting.
I love nothing more than a darting eye on auto cue. Although sometimes when they set up an auto cue and they put the words a little bit too low.
Yeah.
And I've seen this on like Match of the Day and stuff, like really high-end telly. And you can see the person's eyes are just like...
nodding off.
This week, we're going to be watching Liverpool-Arsenal. And you're like, what's going on? Why am I the only person? And I'll go on Twitter. Do you do that when you see something on telly? Like, guys, has anyone else noticed?
I don't, but my husband hates watching telly with me because I'm like, did you notice that? I love the like edit mistakes and all the little bits. I'm like, why did they omit that? That doesn't make sense. It would have made much more sense if they... I love the like nerdy making of a show is actually something I absolutely love.
So when you, because my wife can't watch The Traitors because she used to make telly. And if she watches Traitors, she's just like, I see what they've done here. I see how they've done this. I know what that would have been. That day would have been this. That's all made up. They've done a cutaway there to make him look angry. Yeah. They're still all doing these tricks.
Of course they are. But it's entertainment, babe.
It's not real life.
Like, it's not that deep.
Just don't do it on the news. Don't do it on the news.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Moving on. Yeah. All right. So you're in Scotland.
So I'm in Scotland. Yes. And then I get a call going, they'd like you to do the one show in studio. Mm. And I was like, sorry, this is the big gig that I need to be in, like in. And they were like, we think you should do it. And I was like, okay. So I went down and it was the best thing I ever did because it took me out of my head. It threw me into something that also felt wildly frightening.
Yeah.
But I could do it.
It sounds a bit like stand-ups have this, I think. When you go and do a big live stand-up gig, you go, aha. Okay, good. That has refilled that battery.
Exactly.
The self-loathing is away for now, but it'll be back.
It'll be back. It's what keeps us moving, babe.
Exactly. Gotta keep running.
Yeah.
Well, this is good because we're talking about career highs. And then, as ever, because this is the best format ever invented, we now shift, you see. We see what's happening in your life.
Come on.
We shift to more personal things. 8th of October 2017.
Oh, dear. It's 2017. Okay. I can see myself. Well, I'm now in Finsbury Park.
Right. Ina May's Guide to Breastfeeding.
Thank you very much. She was going deep. I was pregnant, I should say. It wasn't just like a weird fascination of
just
mine.
Just interested. Just a hobby. I do like to know. That works. Do you have kids? No. No.
Just love tits.
I was breastfed myself. That's when I got into it.
I wasn't.
There it is.
Do you know what I mean? So I was pre. So what month did you say that was?
This is in October.
So due in February of 2018.
Okay.
And I had.
And this is baby one.
Baby one. And my sister recommended this book to me. She's like quite a hippy dippy, like midwife.
Mm-hmm.
Glorious woman, has written in multiple books around these subjects.
Aha. Okay.
And I mean, to be perfectly honest, reading a book about breastfeeding does not prepare you for breastfeeding. I'd say
I'd apply that to all elements of child rearing.
Fair.
And having a baby, really.
Yeah.
The pain that Beth went through breastfeeding, she says, it was far, in many ways, worse than the pain of giving birth. She had a really bad time.
So did I. First time around.
She has like, there's something to do with a light complexion. Is
honestly, yeah, it's a thing. We need more anesthetic. It's a genetic thing. It's some sort of like chromosome situation. So like when I have teeth out, they have to like give me a good old shot.
So can we just have a quick walk back around this?
Yeah.
Gingers feel more pain. Is that
we feel more pain. Yeah. And we are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is why we get more angry.
What? Speak for yourself.
How dare you? That has annoyed me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
And it's also, I think they're like, oh, yeah, maybe we are a bit feisty because we're
because
being,
we feel more pain.
Exactly. And we're being denied the drugs.
Because I'm one of three brothers. Okay. Two of us are gingers, obviously, not so much now. Yeah. But
you still got it.
Sister somewhere.
And you're a carrier. Do you have ginger kids?
Oh, yeah, my eldest.
Nice.
He's got the ginger with the brown eyes.
Divine. Beautiful. Scenes.
Wonderful breeding.
Very
honestly,
rare.
Honestly, smashed it. I can just get old and ugly and die now. Honestly. I've done. Look what we've made.
Your legacy lives on.
Done. But he... So I'm one of three. Two gingers, one not.
Yeah.
The two gingers, much more than the one who's not.
Are they?
And then with my kids, one's like this Aryan dream and one is the ginger thing and the one is ginger. Anger, pain, feels it all.
Really?
So,
but I wonder. I mean, who knows?
Well, I would say neither of us have any
feel
qualification.
Deeply, you know.
Yeah, scientifically, this is absolutely barren land. Don't come to
totally.
Us.
Totally, it's
fact.
A shit show. Yeah. All I will say is that Danish sperm banks, yes. U-turn, do not accept ginger sperm. Okay.
Stop it.
No. And they say because there's no demand. When a woman is sitting there ticking the boxes, they like a tall man, they want a blonde, they like brown eyes, they like da da. Nobody ticks. Do you know what I quite fancy?
Are you telling me?
I'm telling you the truth.
Edward Sheeran.
Who?
Ed Sheeran walked into a sperm bank in Denmark and went, I fancy making a donation. They go, no, mate.
I think maybe. If it was Edward Sheeran, that maybe
thank
they...
You for, can you do me a favour?
Go on.
Can you continue that?
Yeah.
Because I do it all the time.
I like it.
To wind people up.
I
do my stand-up and people go, and everyone starts talking and it's for myself.
I like it. I like it.
Hopefully one day I'll meet him and refer to him as Edward Sheeran.
I can't wait.
So they would say no, ginger, no.
No, I think they'd say, do you know what? Your man is very likely to track his little mini Edward down in the future and pile him with bags of cash. So I think he might be let slip through the net, so to speak. But I think mostly, yeah, yeah.
I'm offended by that.
So I think you should be. And I'm offended on your behalf and on behalf of ginger people generally.
Yeah. Do you know what? Can I just say, anyone from Denmark who runs a sperm bank,
you
can't have my sperm. I was thinking about making a deposit. Not going to happen, no?
Absolutely not.
I think I've won here.
You won.
Yeah.
You won. My first ever thing on telly on my own. So I started in like fashion telly doing bits and pieces. Oi Ginger.
Oi Ginger.
Exploring gingerism as the last remaining acceptable prejudice.
Yes.
Because it still is, babe.
Still is. It drives me mad.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got cross.
And the assumptions. Go on.
I got cross someone because they put a ginger person in a book who was the butt of all the jokes. And I was like,
But also, how basic. Like,
come on, do better.
Do better.
So do you think that's still the case? That the ginger, whenever I hear a ginger joke, I'm like, it's not very funny. And it's just, you know who do it loads? Aussies. Aussies have got the ringer.
They have ranga.
And they do the whole, they do the hug ranga day.
Hello. Ireland did that. Dublin Zoo did on World Orangutan Day allowed redheads to the zoo for free.
It's really annoying because I'm trying to...
It's a little perk for us for all the hardship we've been through. Let's go to the zoo, gang, en masse.
Free zoo trip.
Yeah. Like, it is mildly offensive, but I genuinely think it's a superpower. I do think you kind of feel quite special and also weird. And that helps you develop your personality.
Exceptionalism.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes you resilient. It makes you quick-witted. It makes you kind of, I don't know.
Damaged. Yeah. That's the word.
Exactly. Yeah.
Be the damaged weirdo, guys. Then the you get your own podcast.
Exactly. Look at us now.
Patreon.com/toasterpod We're in January 18 now. We skipped on ahead a bit. Magical time.
Magic.
Tommy Tippy, a brand you only hear about when you've got a very young baby.
Yeah.
You've got the Tommy Tippy Closer to Nature healthcare kit. Because you are just terrified when you get a baby. Just terrified.
Oh, yeah. And also disorganized. January, like, time is tick, tick, ticking. Yeah. Also, I was always in denial when I was pregnant.
That you were pregnant?
I knew I was pregnant.
Sure.
But I would...
You're very in touch with your body like that. It's good.
I would genuinely believe that I could control the day it would happen. So I'd be like, no, we've got brunch tomorrow. So I'd feel contractions and be like, no, honey, no. And, you know, sign of things to come that I literally lost control.
And did you, so when the babies arrived, have you relinquished control well? Or do you still try and retain control?
I would say it's been a battle of wills.
Yes.
Like, once the second one comes along, there's literally no point, is my feeling. So I kind of have lowered my expectations across the board.
I think it's very, kids teach you to really give up.
I think so.
And that's lovely.
Give up on like a clean house, you know? And now I go, you know what? The houses I went to that felt safe and warm and homely were the ones that didn't look like show homes, that felt loved and lived in. So I...
Show home inherently suspicious.
Weird.
Totally. Lanolin cream. My God. We still get this stuff. So
do you?
Well, because this was for breastfeeding, for dry nipples.
Yeah.
But my God, it's the best lip balm.
It's good lip balm. Although if you go out in the cold, it can get a bit like... coagulate.
Oh, yeah.
It can like line here, but it's good for an overnight mask and then...
The dry skin.
Oh, really? Are we a dermatitis man?
Well, not really. I just get dry skin around the knuckles. It's dog walking. Anyway, we don't need to worry. Yeah, but we still get the nipple cream.
It's very good. Did you have the nipple, the silver nipple shields?
I didn't. Beth did. Lols. Okay. That was easy. That was just too easy. Sorry. I just sometimes. we had those. Didn't make a difference.
No. I got there will be a pump there, I'm sure.
Yeah, seen it. Breast pump.
What I did? As I went back to work quite quickly and I filmed a show called Your Homemade Perfect. And so it was, again, first series on that. And I would get on a bike to try and minimize the time that I was away from the baby.
I rented
a hospital grade pump. And honestly, that noise will haunt me for the rest of my days. But like, amp it up.
Oh, God. And you're just watching them.
Yeah. I'm sitting in hair and makeup getting a little touch up. And I actually got an email from one of the commissioners who's like, I wanted to say goodbye, but I didn't. And I'd be sitting in there with like a hairdresser's cape over me and these two big badonkadonks sitting there and this like thing. It was like an
That's
old
not when
school
you're a commissioner coming up to you. And I said, thank you for doing this show.
You're so... I've loved it. Please have me back. Yeah. Anyway, made me human.
Oh my God, I love it. Yeah. All right. So what I'm going to do, because we're running out of time,
actually. Yes.
We're going to just dive into 2023. 50 orders in 2023.
Oh.
Pretty moderate.
Is that moderate?
That's moderate.
That's one a week.
That's... By the standards of what I've seen, on the things I've seen on this show.
Really?
I've seen Joe Swash.
Yeah.
350 to 400.
A week?
A year.
Fuck me.
Not a week.
Okay, sorry. I was like, boy's doing well. Boy's doing well for himself, isn't he?
I think my Stacey's doing well for himself. So you've bought some toe separators. Hello, toe separators.
That was for Strictly.
Oh my God, it was Strictly time.
Each foot needs a postcode of its own, so it would allow for a release of the like tension in the feet. I mean, what a sexy moment. Yeah, earplugs, eye mask, toe separators. We getting down tonight.
A lot of the stuff you've bought is like with breast pumps and like it's all just body attachments and...
A lot of accoutrements.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So here we are at Strictly O'Clock. So Vicky's doing Strictly right now. The co-host of your fabulous podcast.
Thank you very much.
Get a Grip.
Yeah.
What I love, by the way, I was looking at the podcast you've done because you did the gratitude podcast.
Yes.
Which was called...
Thanks a Million,
which is all about gratitude. And I like the way that it sort of tells your life story that you've gone from Thanks a Million to just Get a Grip. That tells me where you're going in your life. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I went through, I would say, like my spiritual awakening and everything was quite rosy and delicious, you know, and I just wanted to spread love.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, lads, have a word with yourself.
Good advice. It's the best advice.
Sometimes tough love is the only love.
It's
you know?
Really the only love. Yeah. So Strictly. So here we are in late 2023.
Now I should say I have an 18-month-old.
And so, you're doing Strictly.
Yeah, it was
mad.
It was mad. In hindsight,
metatarsal pad pads, ball of foot cushions.
Oh yeah, you got to wear those. Ooh. To protect the old balls.
Well, quite. Epsom salts as well.
Always. We're bathing.
Yeah,
religiously.
Yeah, yeah. How utterly terrifying was Strictly?
That, yeah. Utterly terrifying. But honestly, I loved it because I think I spent my entire career where every day I'm hustling and the idea of waking up and like knowing exactly where I'm going.
Imagine having a monopurpose.
Oh my God. My mind was silent for the first time ever.
Yes.
I was like, oh, this is what it's like to have a job.
Get up and dance.
Even though it wasn't my job, clearly, but you think it is.
But it was for those weeks.
Yeah.
And you got far as well. You got.
I did all right. I got after Blackpool, you know.
That's the key.
11 weeks.
Did you do the tour?
I did do the tour. Yeah.
How was the tour?
Mad, but wonderful. Like I was not going to do it. And then I remember my husband saying, because I kind of thought.
Saying you should go do the tour.
Yeah. I thought, I've been taking the piss now. We've got like two small children and I kind of want to be home. And he was like, when are you ever going to dance or do anything, frankly, rude, because I have plans, but in the O2, right? So I was like, you need to up your ideas about my potential. But I was like, oh, it's true. And he said, imagine the girls sitting there watching their mom dance in the O2. And suddenly I was like, oh, yeah.
That's a good incentive. Well, he sounds nice.
Honestly, he's an absolute gem.
You should really marry.
I should.
I like his extended family as well.
They're great. They love Chili's.
19th September, you got a Bad Dancing scoring paddle.
Oh, that was for my daughter.
So she could hold it up while you do Strictly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it was really cute.
It's only got, obviously, it's only got a 10 on it, clearly.
Yeah. No, it has all of them, actually, but she only used the 10.
Correct.
Well, actually, she gave me 8. She was brutal.
Rechargeable blender and smoothie maker.
Honestly, that is the one that I cannot live without. See, there's cacao. You haven't hit cacao. I've literally kept Peru afloat.
It's posh chocolate.
It's not posh chocolate. It's ceremonial grade heart opening cacao.
Ceremonial grade.
Yeah.
Because you,
they
you
add
you
a
never
zero.
Know.
You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's picked with intention and love, which you can feel on an energetic level.
Oh my God. Well, Chris Martin, it's been great having you on. Thank you so much. 2025. You really sort of
she's frugalized.
Certainly with Amazon.
Have I?
Congratulations on de-Amazoning your life.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Luigi's world's best toilet plunger.
Oh my God. So, I mean, I don't need to tell you what the purpose of that was, but I will say from a design perspective, as a woman who appreciates good design, Luigi's world best, whatever it's called, is unbelievable. It's like an accordion. So instead, you know, a normal plunger goes down and then goes up.
And brings all the poo back up with it.
Yeah, but or does it? Because actually, if the situation is like deeper in the S-bend, as they call it.
Thank you for calling it a situation.
You know what I mean? then that plunger may not get down enough.
Yes.
So this one literally turns the corner.
Okay. I'm writing a product review.
Do it.
In your account.
Okay, go on.
Hi there. This bad boy turns the corner. When there's a situation, is it a corkscrew situation? Is that what it does? It corkscrew it? Or?
No, it goes, do you know what an accordion is?
Yeah. I'm clipping that. So it just...
Yeah. Okay. So it's like that.
It's like an accordion without the music.
Or the other end. So it's like half an accordion, but with a pole and then a hole.
It's like an accordion with a pole and then a hole. Get it? Get it in your U-bend. Asaf.
Honestly, yeah? You'll never look back. Five stars are off.
Share a video. We don't need a photo. Title of your review.
Life has never been this good.
Life has never been this good. No more double flush for this lad.
It's three girls in the house, you know. Yeah, I count myself amongst them. We use a lot of loo roll and I don't like to flush in the middle of the night because it's disturbing the whole family.
Yeah,
that's it's a problem though.
Well, you don't want to wake them up and then they end up in bed with you and
all of that.
Look, I'm really glad we've ended on that. That feels like a nice.
Me too. It feels so glam and so showbiz.
Glam showbiz. We flushed the episode away. It's all clean. Angela Scanlon, you're so brilliant. Thank you so much for coming and doing My Mate Bought a Toaster,
and for exposing me as a dull bitch.
That's what we do. We will find the mundane in the megastars. You are welcome. It was brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Angela Scanlon on My Mate Bought a Toaster, and do check out her fabulous podcast, Get a Grip. It's very, very funny indeed, as is she. But I think you know that now after the last 45 minutes or so. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to be back on Thursday. My wife and I, Beth Morrie, she's going to be here, and we'll have another dive through today's episode and have a look and dig a little bit deeper. Any issues that are raised in today's episode that you want to discuss, any topics, any bog brushes that you feel you'd like to recommend, then feel free to drop us a line. We talk about all sorts on Toasted, the spin-off. Mainly cardboard cutouts. That's really the main topic. The email is tom@toasterpod.com. That's tom@toasterpod.com. Drop me an email. I'll be back on Thursday. And then next week, the wonderful Holly Morris is going to be joining me on My Mate Bought a Toaster. See you then. All the best. Kind regards. Lots of love. It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster.